offensive. Well, what would you call a offense like you were describing, or we were talking about, one that's usually painted white? They usually come to a point right at the top, you know? You see them around.
Picket fence?
Picket fence. Is that the same thing as a paling fence?
A what?
Paling fence. Have you ever heard of
no,
that?
No, no, no. Picket fence is quite common, but you're very seldom. That is usually around the man, particularly the residence or the house, fancy like that.
City houses, we used to have.
Now the brother of mine has a rock fence.
A rock.
Rock.
Just made out of
rock, yeah. And there's some old fences out in West Texas that were made instead of barbed wire. They made a rock fence to keep the stock in the pasture. But that's not done anymore. People don't know how to make them and it's too easy to put up barbed wire.
I see. Was there ever any cotton grown in this area?
There's some experimental, but not too much in this particular area. Maybe 100 miles, 150 miles from here.
I see. Okay. Have you ever heard people use the expression chop cotton?
Stop cut?
Chop.
S-T-O-P?
Chop cut.
How do you spell that phrase? Oh, chop. Well, yeah, you're chopping weeds. Yeah, and not in the rows, I've heard that expression.
What kind of, any particular kind of weeds?
Oh, careless weeds. I mean just ordinary. No, I can't.
The grass.
All kinds of weeds now. I'm sorry, I'm not too familiar with that.
Okay. Well, say the place where your corn grows. You say the corn grows out
in rows?
In rows, or the entire thing itself, you just call that a...
I would call it a... I don't know that.
Just
a
field?
Cornfield, they call it.
Field, yes, yeah, field, yeah.
And out in mills, they call them common fields. They have out.
She mentioned patch. What would that be?
Patch? That would be a small area for home consumption, I would say.
So a patch is smaller than
Yeah.
I see. Well, say, if you were putting up a barbed wire fence, those things that you would string the wire across, you'd call those?
Well, it's a fence of, as a rule, a cattle fence is usually 5 or 6 strands of barbed wire, and about six feet apart.
Are you familiar with those things that are used to dig the holes for the posts?
The post hole diggers?
Post-hole diggers.
I've dug them with a pinch bar.
A what? What is that?
You know what a crowbar is? All right, the pinch bar is a long and 6 foot pinch bar is pointed on one end, and then it has a flat end like a chisel on the other end. And out in that West Texas country with caliche and flint rock, you can't use a post hole digger. You've got to use it in a pinch at that bar. And keep on pounding until you break the flint rock or the caliche below. Caliche is the kind of soil out there. It's a brown looking soil.
Is it any good for growing
things? No. Oh, things grow, but I don't think. It may have some mineral in it, but it's used for highways. A lot of them use for highway. For foundation, you wet it in. And when it's dampened, why, it sticks pretty well together.
Okay. Talking about fences, can you have any, are you familiar with any other type of wire fence besides barbed wire?
Yes. They have for sheep and hogs and goats, there's what they call a hog wire. It's variated in meshes. At the bottom it's small, and as you get high, it's a larger space between the squares, I'll say, or meshes. That's what I would call it.
What kind of wire would you call this wire fencing they have around playgrounds? Have you ever seen that?